As Gordo mentioned in the O-Deck, he and I stayed out there until Saturday. In fact, most of the ticket team did. The Sweet Spot, Sean and Mino stayed out there. The Hardline, Corby and Bob and Davey stayed out there, and Gordo and I did. I had something on the schedule for Friday afternoon that I'm going to talk about at a time of my choosing this week. It was the reason I didn't come back till Saturday. Gordo, you went out with your old buddy Ricky on Friday night down in L.A. You told that story earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to stay out there just because I knew we were coming back to 105-degree heat indices. And it's California, right? So it's beautiful out there. And I got another evening of hanging out with my ticket buddies. Before I went to dinner that night with Corby and Bob and Davey and Sean and David, I had to pack my bicycle. So for the 25 years we've been going to Cowboys training camp in Oxnard, I've taken my bike just about every year. There have been a couple of years that I rented and a couple of years where I was running, where I got stupid and I was running instead of riding. And so I didn't take my bike then. But I've always disassembled my bike. I put it in a hard shell case. And it's about 50 pounds, you know, total once you get the bike and your gear in there. And I pack whatever I can. And the case is kind of heavy. And I think I've gotten to the point where it's more of a beating than it is getting these enjoyable rides on the other side of the equation. As I'm dragging that thing through the airports and loading it into the car and building and disassembling my bike, I'm not sure I'm going to do it anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know it.
That's huge.
And one reason for that was Friday evening. It's about 5:15. I'm meeting those guys at 6 for dinner, and I'm packing my bike. And I get this torque wrench, and I'm trying to loosen the screws that hold the seat post in place, and they won't catch. And I thought, oh my God, I've stripped these bolts.
Stripped it.
I will strip a bolt on you, by the way. And I couldn't believe it because I was able to screw them in.
You cross-threaded them.
Didn't do that.
Okay.
But I couldn't figure out what I had done. Because I couldn't see the bolt head, I just assumed that I had stripped it, but I couldn't understand that because the wrench worked, you know, a week ago. So now I'm looking for a bike shop in Ventura. I find one that closes at 6, right as I'm supposed to meet them at dinner. So I throw my bike into the back of the car, the vibrating car. I drive to the bike shop. I get there right before they close, and they take a look at it. They were great. And they said, you just were using the wrong size wrench. I only had 3 torque wrenches. I thought to cover all the bolts on my bike, but no. So they, you know, took the bolts out and they said, no, don't worry, it's not stripped. But it was just an extra headache. And then I was thinking, if I don't get there before 6 and they close, what am I going to do? I can't pack this bike. Do I leave it in California?
Ride it back?
Do I ride it back? I didn't know what I was going to do. Do I sell it immediately?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, there he is, starting out on his first stage back to DFW.
Do I leave it at the bike shop with a note, please disassemble this and ship it back
to me? Throw it in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Throw it in the ocean. So all of that just had me thinking, you know, it's kind of not worth it anymore. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I finally make it to dinner with the guys. And we had a great time. And a hypothetical came up at dinner. And this is a hypothetical that I believe the Hardline did on the air last week, or the Sweet Spot may have done it. May have come up during Why Today Doesn't Suck. But I think they told me they did it on the air. But I thought I would bounce it off of you guys.
Okay.
We have the April Fools Open here on the ticket. 6 of the worst golfers, or 9 of the worst golfers, however many we have in the field. And it's people who have basically never played the sport, and it's hilarious because on a par 4, they'll take a 20.
The whiff is always a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
And pretty much the worst golfer the last 2 years has been E.A. Azad. And so their hypothetical was, if Randy Smith, who coached Justin Leonard and now Scottie Scheffler, he's coached major winners, if he coached E.A. every day for a year, could E.A. win the April Fool's Open?
Yes. If EA is willing to take it seriously and listen to what Randy tells him, yes. Absolutely.
My immediate answer was no way. Because he's just not...
good.
Good. He's not athletic enough. I mean, you are going from the worst golfer and trying to make him... where if you're going to win the April Fool's Open, you got to be somewhat competent, as Tyler can attest to. And I think Randy would get really frustrated after 3 weeks. He works with Scottie Scheffler. Now he's working with EA.
And I don't know that EA can even understand directions, much less follow them.
Right.
So
that's the wild card. Would he really stick with it? And you're talking like every day he works on his game. Yeah, he could do it because, I mean, you're just talking about a score of, what, 23? Is that the course record on three holes, whatever it is?
20.
20. Okay, was that you?
Oh, indeed.
Okay.
Okay, but he's,
Tyler, that's awesome.
So you're talking about what is EA shooting now, in the 60s?
No.
That's a dramatic improvement to have to get from 60 to 20. I don't think he could do it. So anyway, as we were having this discussion, they're continuing to explain it, and so then I said, and so the deal is EA has to win a major? And Corby screamed, no! And then caught himself and started dying laughing. Like, that would be the hypothetical. Randy Smith works with EA for 1 year, and he has to win a major.
Oh, yeah.
Although the April Fool's Open is really grown in prestige
over the
years. But
one day it might be a major. Okay, yeah, so
there is talk about that, though, and I am against these guys working on their game.
I think I am, too.
Don't take the comedy out of the tournament. We need whiffs. We need... 23s recorded on a hole. Yeah.
Agreed. All right, so now fast forward to Saturday morning, and we're all at the airport, and our flight is delayed, so I walk into the one restaurant at the Santa Barbara airport to get something to eat. And Sean and David are in there, the sweet spot, and I sit down next to them at the bar. And we're talking about whatever. EA, the week at training camp. Just some small talk. And then my food arrives, and so I turn around to eat my food, and there's a TV on with a sporting event on ESPN. And I start watching this sporting event, and it's a football game. And I'm watching, and I'm watching. And then I turn around to Sean and David, and I said, what am I watching here? And Sean looked up and goes, is it Pee-wee football? And it looked so weird because all of the players were kind of short and scrunchy.
Scrunchy.
But they were not kids. And I'm like, wow, is this Division 12 college football or is this really bad high school football? What am I watching here? And I couldn't figure it out, but they had the closed caption on. And the quarterback named Congliotti, an Italian quarterback.
That was his last name or that was his whole name?
That was
like
the last
name. His first name is Congli.
That was the last name on the back of the jersey. Rolls to the right, throws the ball out of bounds or something. And then I see on the closed caption, Amanda didn't have a receiver there. And I said, I turned back around to these guys and I said, this is women's football. We
awesome.
Are watching women on ESPN.
Good.
Playing what I would find out was professional football. The game we were watching, the DC Divas against the, tell me this isn't a bad name for a women's team, the St. Louis Slam.
Slam.
What's wrong with that?
Slam.
Slam deliciously.
As Sean said, it sounds like their name, their team was named by frat guys.
So, we have a professional women's football league?
Yes. News to you, right?
Yes, I had no idea.
Also news to me, and it's really news to me that their games are carried on ESPN. And it is the
another women's sport to jam down our throat.
It is the the WFA, the Women's Football Alliance.
Okay.
And there are apparently...
Where are they playing? Is it at a high school stadium or is it...
No. Well, this game was in Canton, Ohio, in the Hall of Fame Stadium.
Nice.
And they kept doing aerial shots of the stadium that was completely empty.
Well, yeah.
There was nobody
there. Because it was televised, people knew they could watch it at home.
There are 14 teams in the WFA, including the Dallas Elite Mustangs.
What?
Yes.
I'm all for it.
Where are they playing?
We looked it up. They play at some high school stadium.
The new stadium.
Jerry has them play at the stadium.
There's the Houston Energy.
Okay.
The Mile High Blaze from Denver. The Minnesota Vixen.
I think all those are great names.
The Nevada Storm, the Tampa Bay Inferno, the Pittsburgh Passion.
Terrible.
The New
York
Wolves.
Why do you hate
the
singular name?
None of them end in S. They all sound like a bunch of obscure soccer teams.
You don't need them to end in S.
Alabama Fire, Boston Renegades, and Cali War.
See, Renegades. There you go.
Awful.
George, it is the worst football.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
That you could possibly.
It's a different kind
of football. And it's on main channel.
It's on main channel ESPN. That is what they are now shoving down our throats, is women's professional football. That it looks like, take the worst high school football team you've ever seen in Texas and times it by two, and that's how bad this is.
I guarantee you it was better than anything that we could do.
No.
There's no way we would star in that league.
Yeah. And high school football highlights.
I would rush for 5,000 yards in that league.
You'd be the all-time leading rusher. WFAA?
Not WFAA.
It's the Spirit of Football?
WFA. So this exists. Women's pro football being televised on ESPN.
Well, let's go, Mustangs. Let's win this thing.
Hey, she's fine, too, y'all. Let me tell you that.
Okay, Charles, we don't need you commenting. Don't hire him as your color guy on the broadcast.
According to the interwebs, they play at the Alfred Luce Athletic Complex in Addison and the Prestonwood Christian Academy in Plano.
Oh, Lowe's?
Lowe's Stadium.
Excuse me.
And, yeah, Prestonwood Christian. That's what we looked up.
Okay.
So they've got
go
two
see
home
him.
Fields.
You will
not.
You don't even like real football.
I guarantee
football.
You I will.
You don't go see anything.
You don't,
I did go see something.
You
some
don't go see anything.
Facts.
Yeah, you don't go see major college football. You don't go see the Cowboys. You're not going to go watch
I will look up
this
their
is.
Schedule, and I'll go see them.
Okay. All right. We'll check back on that.
Try
okay. So just a few stories from the trip back.
Yeah, well, thanks for that breaking news. I had no idea.
Yes.